Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Casey, I just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another blessed morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. You continue to carry out your will and your word on the way that you want us to do it, Father, not our way. And just giving you this glorious day on this holy day, on this good Sabbath. And just continue to walk the righteous path and protecting us with the blood, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So we just want to say thank you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Welcome to another episode. Apologize, I haven't been getting back to you. Just been pretty busy, but, you know, Jesus is always in the presence. Amen. And just want to say thanks again for, listening to our old archives and continuing to, tuning in and giving you a better understanding on the gospel, and hopefully that the Father gives you wisdom and you can recognize it this as well. Just want to say thanks again, and just wanted to people to understand is that, you know, Jesus is always with you, and just because it may feel cold at times, he's always in the presence and he's always near. So just keep continuing and blessing him on this holy day. So on this good Sabbath, just hopefully everybody's just relaxing and, you know, just no work, no labor, and pray, be with your family, and have him open up your spiritual eye, because, you know, he talks to us anytime, but, you know, on the Sabbath, he made it this day, make this day holy, you know. Be with your loved ones. Pray. Study more. You know, God will reveal things to you more on the Sabbath. So, you know, he that's how he operates, you know. So just again, just keep continuing to opening up your spiritual eye and humbling yourself more and more on the gospel, because it's not what we think, it's what he thinks. it's more than what he thinks is what his word is, and it's very solid, and it's very revealing. So if you're just out there listening now, just keep continuing to pray, keep fighting the good fight, giving people the best understanding possible, because you get rewards in heaven. Just because you don't see the same amount of income or large increments of money that you looking forward towards and things like that, God is, he's going to prosper you in anything that you do, long as it glorifies him. So just remember, when you're out there doing things, don't think you have to have a job to glorify God, or don't feel like you have to have this amount of money to praise the Lord, and make time for him. People make time throughout the day, make time for them. There's a lot of things going on, and, people need to be, protected spiritually. Anything that happens in the spiritual realm first before it comes to the flesh, you need to be protected. And, cast out these worries that people are always worrying and things like that. And God doesn't want you to worry. He wants you to be focused on his word and his will. And I'm not going to say it's not hard. It's not saying it's not hard, but it is able. I mean, it's possible. So I want people to understand this, is that it's always possible to know he can bring you out of any situation, but you have to recognize yourself first. How did you get in this situation? And things like that. Because most people don't like to put the blame on themselves. They're quick to put the blame on someone else. And you have the number one key is to understand God as a repenting heart. If you can't repent and forgive, it's very hard for the Father to open up his spirit, his blessings and everything upon you. He's willing to do more, but if you're not, then it's going to be kind of hard to accept the kingdom. Okay, so the mainly what I'm getting at is a repenting heart. It's trying to change more from your ways to his ways. And I always talk about that, but that's the main focus. most people don't like to admit their faults. You have to admit your faults. And a repenting heart means that you're trying to change. If you can say, no excuses. Say, I messed up. I'm sorry, Father, I'm a sinner. I'm working on it, but I want to do your will. He'll understand a lot more. I mean, he foreknows. He knows the beginning and end. You know in your heart if you want to stop doing what you want to do. So that's the key. That's the question. Are you really ready to change? People say that they are, but a lot of times that they're not. Only you and the Father know. Again, if you want to change, have a repenting heart. The answer's right there. Just try it. A lot of people just see the gospel. They hear it, but they never act upon it. So if you don't act upon these things, then how are you going to know if it's true? It's more than just one church. It's activating the knowledge to get the wisdom that the Father gives you the wisdom. I mean, these things, the spirit and word, when it intertwines, when it comes together, it's impeccable, it's remarkable, it's something that you can't even explain, okay? So just mainly, again, on this holy day, I just want you to understand that on this holy day, take it easy. Let God dwell in you. I mean, just lay there for an hour or two and just sit there and pray, just thanking him, and ask for more understanding of it. Again, you're supposed to be better than what you was last year, and the year before that, or whatever the case may be. God wants a foundation. He wants to build. Okay? I mean, if you shy or mess up, that's fine. I mean, you're going to. But the key is having a repenting heart. Say, I'm going to do my best not to do it again. Okay? So, repenting heart is the main thing, a repenting heart, trying to change. That's why I love David so much. David messed up, but he was after God's heart. The key is, it's not what you want, it's what the Father wants. Like me talking to you today, I mean, I sat there for a minute. I said, you know what? I haven't did a show in a while. And then all these things popped up. I said, you know what? I'm going to call off and I'm going to still do this show. I still want to do what's good for the Father and not myself. And that's why I'm here talking to y'all again. The thing is that we have to do things for God if He wants things. We have to do things for God if we want Him to do things for us. Very simple. Very simple. He'll prosper you, but you got to know that God's the one who's doing it. You got to know that. You got to know that. You got to know God's blessing you. You can't be the blessing. You're only blessed because God says you're blessed. You understand? Everything falls back to God. Your life, you didn't give your own life. God gave you life. But you have to return it back to Him, meaning you have to do the things for Him. Go out. Tell people about the gospel. Do things for the homeless. Do things for the people who are just living out on the streets, people who do live in the streets. Majority of your day, try to convert doing more things for God than yourself. And then you'll recognize where God, who He is. You'll see it a lot more in people. Okay? So, that's the thing. Once you recognize that the word is not yours, when it's not yours to do, when you recognize this, the ways of the world is just the ways of the world, and you know it's not about you, it's about others, then God can operate in your world. I mean, you can operate in your life. Okay? So, again, I'm going to give a quick break, and I'm going to get back with y'all. Okay? Peace.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for Him.
And how can I find Him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome back. And I just wanted to say thanks again for listening. And keep listening to our old archives to give you a better understanding on the gospel. So just continuing to listen, opening up your heart, and open up that spiritual eye, and the Father will reveal Himself to you. And so you can do remarkable things in this world for Him in the days to come. So, happy Sabbath. It's good Sabbath. And, this episode is really just discussing the things on, giving the Holy Word on this holy day. And if you're watching the March Madness, you know, there's nothing wrong. Just hopefully you're with your family or whatever and just being safe over the weekend. And there's a lot of things to come. We're coming up on a bloody moon that's coming this year. We got two more. And this following year is going to be pretty rough and what's going to happen. But Jesus makes a simple statement. He always says, if you're in my will and my word, you know, these things will not come upon you. So, again, just take heed to that. And what's going on outside doesn't have to happen to you. And just pray for your family and your loved ones as well. Because he'll show favor, because what we're about to come to is about to be bad. Very, very bad. But it's supposed to happen. And just keep staying, stay on the same boat. Stay on the word, you know. tell people about the gospel, you know. Once you get this knowledge of it, you should share it, you know. So that's just hopefully that you can, you know, get that understanding of it. And for people that don't understand the gospel, just pray for more understanding. You have to have a humble heart to understand Jesus and how he spoke. You know, he wants everybody to understand him, but with a hardened heart, it's not going to work, you know. But, you know, the key is passing out love, giving love and telling people about Jesus, and that's mainly important. And praying for one another is very, very important. And showing love. Love is the key. When you show love and you know you're a disciple of Jesus, he makes it simple. He said when you show love and you come in my name, I know they know you're one of my disciples. So mainly just being focused and maintain the love part. I know the world is not a loving place. Don't get me wrong. And you can protect yourself from all these harms and these things of the world. I totally understand. I mean, I'm not saying going out and don't hurt nobody, but you can protect. You can protect yourself. But just mainly have that love and that gospel in your heart. And trust me, your life will be a lot easier. Your life will be totally, totally a lot easier once you get that revelation, once you get that understanding of it. I love looking at testimonies, you know, and giving people hope. You see what I mean? I mean, people out there are hopeless. And if you got the time to change somebody's life for 15 minutes, that is it. You'd be very surprised on how much what's time. Time is with people. I mean, if you got loved ones in a nursing home and stuff like that, they just want 10, 15 minutes of your time, you know, and just give them gospel. Just tell them that Jesus loves them. If you can do that at least twice a week or whatever. I mean, most people do things of the world because, you know, they think they have to survive this way. But God wants you to live. God, that's survival is Satan's tactics. That's how he operates. It feels like you have to get over on this person to do that or steal this to do that. No, Jesus wants you to live. He came to fulfill the law and live life more abundantly. Meaning he wants you to enjoy these days. You know, he doesn't want you to stress. He don't want you to worry. He don't want you to do none of that. And then on days like these, you can just know that he's in the presence. I don't care where you at in the face of this world. If you're in jail, outside, or anywhere, the key is having Jesus in your heart. And when you have that, the kingdom of God is in you. That's the main thing. Speaking the kingdom of God is in all of us now. Since Jesus passed, the kingdom of God is in everybody. It dwells in us. So you can change anybody's life at any given moment, any part of the face of the earth, because the kingdom of God is embedded in you when you believe on Christ. You believe that he died and he rose again to give you this day for eternal life. So what am I saying? The kingdom, all that, the Holy Spirit is in you. You can go over and take over nations, especially if you're married. Okay? So these things that we have to understand is that what the church ain't talking about, the kingdom of God is in you. You tell somebody how powerful they are. Don't tell them what they need to know. Tell them what they already have embedded in them when they believe in on Christ. That's the key. Knowing that, you know, I tell these people who live out on the streets and stuff, I said, do you know God, how God sees you? He looks at you as the king. He looks at you as the lender, not the borrower. The head, not the tail. He looks at us through Jesus now. That's what we have to tell these folks on who we truly are. The person who created this world looks at you as more than a conqueror. You have to keep renewing that in your mind, because when the ways of the world tells you what you are, you start to believe it. But you got to understand how God sees you. Excuse me, how the Father sees you. And when he sees you that way, oh, man, it's impeccable. So again, the kingdom of God is in you. Renew it in your mind daily. The kingdom of God is in me. My righteousness is with Jesus. You are a king. You are a queen. You understand? It goes both ways. Okay? So this is what this gospel is about. It's powerful. It's here to take over, not in a bad way. Satan will flee. Okay? So again, continue to walk the righteous path that Jesus wants you to do, not yours. If God doesn't want you to have that job and he wants you to go out and get that gospel, that's the only way you're going to get it. Or if he wants you to have this job to do something, that's fine, regardless of whatever. But don't make your object money. It shouldn't be money first. These things will be added on to you. Just like Jesus said, seek the kingdom first, and then all this stuff will be added on to you. So that's telling you it's just extra. It's not the main focus. The main focus is changing the life. The main focus is coming to people, grabbing people, telling them that Jesus loves them. You can't make nobody force it. That's why you show them love and everything. Plant the seed. Plant the seed. I don't care who it is. Just plant the seed. Now it's up to them. Hopefully they can repent and change and do whatever. But we can't make decisions for people. That's why we're his disciples. We're his saints. We're out here trying to do the things. Matter of fact, not trying, doing the things of Jesus, taking care of of business, having homeless shelters or anything like that. Just getting people to understand the gospel, and he'll take care of you. Trust me, do not go out and think he's going to leave you just hopeless. That's not how the Father operates. He doesn't. He doesn't want you to just be worried and broke. If you have that knowledge, and that understanding, and that Holy Spirit dwells in you, you better use it, or you will be held accountable. Don't ask for it and don't use it. And don't try to make money off of it, you know? But that's just mainly it, and I want people to understand that, to get that, you know, embedded in people's head. Want people to understand that, you know, the stuff is free. Now, if people want to give you money for it, then that's fine. But don't feel like you can't give somebody knowledge without doing the money first. That's not how the gospel operates. You know, if you want to be a cheerful giver to give somebody, that's fine. It's perfect. You know, but this word is free. God gives it to you free. You give it out for free. But everything else will be added on to you. So don't expect God owes you. He'll take care of you. Okay? He's God. He said, don't even worry about it, you know? So, again, just the kingdom of God is in all of us. And God will show us. I mean, he'll show you. He'll show us on what's next. God wants us to have an edge in this world. Use it. Tell the next person that. Don't try to down the next person on something they don't know. Uplift them. Have your hand out. Reach and teach. That's how the ways of the world is right now. They see weak, they go for it. That's not how the kingdom is. The kingdom of God is of love, it's of giving. It's telling the next person about this. God can reveal anything to any of them. So, again, I just want to say thanks again for listening to me speak on this Good Sabbath, watching this March Madness game. It's pretty interesting. Arizona's on. That's my team. And just keep continuing to walk the righteous path and getting a better understanding of what's going on. And just take this precious word and give it to somebody who totally needs it, because this world is getting worse. The saints, us, we got to step up. We got to come harder. You know, standing up for Jesus. I mean, there's even times where you can't even say the name Jesus or you can be put in jail. Forget that. That's laws. I mean, that's not the laws of God. That's the laws of, of demonic forces. So, again, just praying for Israel. Praying for the states, praying for people who are in those caves getting this blessing out, in other countries who's getting persecuted just for believing on Jesus. Pray for them. We're praying for you now. Through this network, hopefully that this message dwells in your heart and you can use it. And then that's how this gospel gets going, keeps it pushing. So as we pray, we just want to say, Father, thank you. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. Sometimes we do not know what we do, but, Father, we know that you foreknow everything, and we want to be along with you. So we just say we pray for Israel. We pray for Africa. We pray for Russia. We pray for these countries, all these countries that want, that these people want to know you, Father. Even though you get fed up with us at times, Father, but forgive us. But for the people who believe on Jesus, Father, protect them. Protect them, Father. Protect the Jews. Protect us all, Father. So, just want to say thanks and uplifting your word. And it's a privilege just to, we all love you. So we just pray for everybody who needs prayer. Heal those sick, Father. Right now, cleanse them, Father. People who have money issues, Father, void it with Jesus. And let them know that it's not always about money, it's about you. Life is more than money. So we just want to say thanks again. Keep tuning in. Praying for Israel. Pray for the states. All these laws is changing. Ah, it's getting bad. It's getting bad with same-sex marriages and everything like that and all kind of stuff. Bibles, you know, can't be in certain places now. It could be anything. And it's coming close. But saints like us, we got to stand tall. We got to stand tall. I mean, we stick out like a sore thumb, but still, the Father's protecting us. He's protecting you. He's protecting me. He's protecting us all. So we just want to say thanks. Charles is out. I tried to get him to call in the show. He must be busy. My girlfriend Brittany, she's at a baby shower in Lambie. I think she's on her way up here to Columbus. So, you know, just praying for them too. So we're just praying for them as well. And just keep it going. Keep the fight going. Don't give up. It's not in your blood, you know. Giving you this positive words, energy, understanding on what's next. Because it's coming. It's coming. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming to get his people. And just hopefully you're a part of that ride. And for those who don't believe in everything, we still pray for you. My heart still goes out to you. And hopefully you can open up your spiritual eye and your heart to let you know Jesus is the way, he's the truth, the life. And that's about it. So just pray over the weekend. Just thank y'all for listening. And keep continuing to fight the good fight for the Father. And keep praying and show love. Show the gospel. Tell people about Jesus. Okay? So cool. I'll check y'all out sometime this weekend or this week. God bless. Keep Jesus in your heart on this holy day. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Shalom.